Meanwhile, the U.S. military continues to carry out airstrikes against the Islamic State militants inside Iraq. And that's pretty significant considering President Obama's push to end American involvement in the war in Iraq. And the administration is considering going further by doing something it's been reluctant to do for more than 3 years. That's getting involved in the war in Syria by bombing Islamic State militants there. The World's Matthew Bell has this report.
For retired U.S. Marine Corps General John Allen, the beheading of journalist James Foley should be a wake-up call to everyone. These radicals are a clear and present danger to the U.S., Allen wrote in a forceful op-ed titled, "Destroy the Islamic State Now." At times, top U.S. officials have echoed that sentiment. They have talked about the group as evil, apocalyptic, and a cancer that must be confronted relentlessly. In light of Foley's murder, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the extremists of the Islamic State represent an imminent threat to U.S. interests.
They have no standard of decency, of responsible human behavior, and I think the record's pretty clear on that. So, yes, they are an imminent threat to every interest we have, whether it's in Iraq or anywhere else.
But can the United States really destroy the Islamic State?
No, of course not.
Mark Lynch is a Middle East expert at George Washington University.
This was an organization which emerged and developed and was fighting its wars against us when we had 150,000 troops in Iraq. And it's still an open question as to whether we won that. We certainly didn't destroy them with all of those troops because they survived and they came back to fight us again.
The group Al-Qaeda in Iraq was the predecessor of the Islamic State, which now controls large swaths of territory in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. officials say the national border between the two countries has all but disappeared now for these militants. And the bottom line for the administration, says Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, is to protect American lives from the threat of terrorism.
We have seen them pose a threat to our interests in the region, to our personnel and facilities in the region, and clearly the brutal execution of Jim Foley represented an affront, an attack, not just on him, but he's an American, and we see that as an attack on our country when one of our own is killed like that.
But Mark Lynch says there's a disconnect between some of the more heated rhetoric from the Obama administration and the military options that it's thinking through.
And I fear that what's happening now is that you're seeing certain administration officials who are laying out a very strong case in support of intervention, but it's not at all clear that that is something that the United States will be able to actually deliver upon, or even that it should try.
Lynch's colleague at George Washington University, Stephen Biddle, is an expert on counterinsurgency strategy. Here's what the administration is actually considering, he says, sending between 10 and 15,000 U.S. troops to help fight the Islamic State. Those troops would mostly direct American airstrikes and help train local security forces. But Biddle says the administration has to stop talking about eradicating the Islamic State, or ISIL, altogether.
If that's your goal, then in principle you could imagine that an ISIL that isn't expanding, but that retains a base in Syria that you're not going to be able to destroy, might be far from ideal, but relatively tolerable. Either way, if the policy is going to succeed, the aims and the means have to be brought into alignment.
Asked if the Obama administration is actively considering sending more troops or bombing Islamic State militants inside Syria, Ben Rhodes said he didn't want to get ahead of anything being discussed inside the White House.
We're actively considering what's going to be necessary to deal with that threat, and we're not going to be restricted by borders. We've shown time and again that if there's a counterterrorism threat, we'll take direct action against that threat if necessary.
In the meantime, Rhodes said the U.S. will support its partners in Iraq, and he suggested that the American air campaign will continue there as well. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.